Discover a career that matters at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Be part of an innovative team delivering world-class health care and benefits to America's veterans. Enjoy robust benefits, work-life balance, and career development opportunities. Join a diverse and inclusive community that values your unique background and skills, a community where nearly one in three of your colleagues are veterans themselves. Apply now at vacareers.va.gov.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised. One New York City, Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror within society's face, he kicks them in the balls. I present to you Louis B. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. I'm your host, Louis B. Today we're going to be talking about... What up, Kev? What up? Hopefully, Kev, you'll be able to call in if you could use a landline, I guess. Because me and you need to discuss this. yeah. I was recently on somebody's show, and I go in, and, you know, I'm known for not watching what I say. I don't censor myself. I like to think of myself as an artist with using curse words. And, yeah, I don't feel like anyone should have to tell me how to run my life, how to talk, how to do this. That job was for my mother, and of course she used to slap me every time I would slip up and say words, and fine. But now that I'm an adult, a tax-paying citizen, a voting tax-paying citizen, I feel like I should, be able to say whatever I want, especially when I use them in a joking way. I use curse words as a joke, which is really serious. I mean, different. I use curse words to emphasize how I'm feeling. I use them to emphasize, my rage. It's basically how I talk, how I grew up talking in Brooklyn. It's how it's done. You know, it's how we do things. You know, doesn't mean we're stupid. I'm tired of everyone saying, oh, anyone that uses curse words is a sign of low intelligence. Say that to George Carlin. Say that to Dennis Miller, who has a huge vocabulary. And, yeah, again, also say that to George Carlin, who had such a command with the English language, and who came out with the revolutionary 7 Dirty Words skit. One of the funniest skits in comedy. In stand-up comedy, the 7 Dirty Words. Now I have this lady named Deborah acting like she's the moral compass to all which everyone should calibrate their moral compasses to. And she starts laying down judgments. When it comes to my friend Brian of the True Seeker Radio, who is trying to fight corruption when it comes to the sex offender registry lists that most people are falsely put on, which is what we're going to be talking about this Sunday. It's a good thing you're on, Kevin. I'm going to be actually talking about that. And they're put on there unfairly. Excuse me. It's, you know, and of course, people like Deborah will, they'll take stuff out of context and actually think that we are defending pedophiles. And that's not the case. Pedophiles are vile people. But a lot of times, the people that are on this list, they're not pedophiles. They've never touched a child. They never looked at a child sexually. And yet, they're on this. And a lot of times, guys are just put on there after just being after accusations. There is no proof, no formal jury, no sentencing on the list. But I digress. But I mean, it's ladies like her. They condemn Brian. And they condemn me for talking the way I talk. Yes, she is free to express her opinion, but she is not free to make demands of me and demand that I change. Well, she is free to say whatever she wants. Let's just put that. I'm not going to say she is against the Constitution, because, yeah, you know what? She does have a right. I'm just, let me be bad enough and say, okay, she's right, she has a right to tell me whatever she wants to say. I just don't appreciate, that's the real thing, I just do not appreciate the fact that she doesn't respect my right to curse, or the way I want to be able to use the English language, use vulgarity to get jokes across. In fact, when I use vulgarity, I get more laughs when I'm just talking straight. Whenever I don't use vulgarity. Unfortunately, the one clean joke that I got that's ever killed that I still use is my rat joke routine. My New York City rat routine always kills. And Kevin, I think you've heard it. That and the B family Christmas fistfight extravaganza joke. The drunken family fistfight extravaganza. That joke usually kills, and that's clean. So, okay, only two routines that I know has ever killed. And that was only because there was a hint of vulgarity in it. I've never cursed in front of children. I will not curse in front of my little baby cousin. I know it's not appropriate to talk like that in all situations. And that's the thing. People like Deborah make assumptions about what type of person I am. They don't take into consideration that Louis B, of course, is not my real name. It is, you know, I'm not going to say my real name, but, you know, it's a character that I play on the Crack Shot radio show. It's Louis B is my inner demon, if you will. The guy that comes out when the actual real life me needs to express himself in a way that conveys the rage that lives inside me. And yes, there's a crap load of rage that lives inside of me. There are things that piss me off immensely. And here's Kevin. Hey, sweetheart. Kev. Oh, okay. Kev.
Oh, I've been unmuted by the Almighty God.
Please. No. I am no one's God. I am no one's role model. I don't want to be. You know what?
Louis.
I mean, look, the thing is, people like her. And this is has been said by a famous comedian. His name goes by Jim Norton. People like her want to be offended because it makes them feel important. The thing that offends me about her is that she uses her faith to make herself better than everybody else. Excuse me. Has also made herself she's made herself an elitist with her faith.
I was going to say, are you losing your train of thought there, Louie, or?
Yeah, no. It's just so many ideas are rushing to my head because I have such a limited vocabulary because I curse, because I use profanity, because I use vulgarity. I have such a limited vocabulary. I obviously don't have any thoughts in my head because I say the F word, the C word. That, you know what? This, you know what? Just to prove them wrong. I mean, I don't know when I want to prove them wrong because they're gonna see. You can do a show without cursing. I'm just trying to keep my cool. I mean, it really upsets. And this is something I had to deal with my whole life. There's always someone that thinks that they can speak for the entire world, saying, "Oh, you know, it's dirty. You know, I don't want my children listening to it." Well, switch it off. It's people like her that get, shows shut down, like the Don Imus show. Guess what? Not one. It wasn't a black person that started the whole fiasco. It was a white woman that got all upset, saying, "Oh, nappy headed hoes. Oh, that's racist." And then that's when Al Sharpton jumped on. That's when all these other groups, African groups, are like, "Really? That's racist?" No, it was one lone white woman. Had nothing to do with it. Comedy is so unfairly judged. It's like, it's fine to have faith. And I've said this before on numerous occasions on my show. I do believe that religion is necessary for a civilized community. And I've said this. I don't like how people use it to make themselves seem, important. You know, all self-righteous about it, how they have their nose up in the air. I'm surprised Deborah doesn't have her face lumped up from not bumping into stuff where her eyes up in the sky like she has God's ear. And claiming that I don't know the scriptures. Guess what? I was raised a Christian. I was taught the Bible. I look how my mother acts as a Christian. She doesn't do or act the way Deborah does. She doesn't do that. She doesn't go around judging people. She does teach people the Bible. Wow, a lot of shows just popped up.
Huh. A lot of shows.
A lot of shows just popped up. I'm like looking at the thing. But she does go, you know, she does knock on people's doors. She does on the street. But she doesn't go, "Oh, you're homosexual? Oh, you're gonna die in Armageddon." No.
Mm.
Because there is a chance to save that person, you know? There's a chance to help them turn away from evil. But by doing what Deborah does, by
automatically writing them off and condemning them, you're not encouraging them and convincing them into coming into God's love. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Kev. Am I going in the wrong direction here?
No, because the reason why I'm going to say no is because, you know, you're going to be here.
Discover a career that matters at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Be part of an innovative team delivering world-class healthcare and benefits to America's veterans. Enjoy robust benefits, work-life balance, and career development opportunities. Join a diverse and inclusive community that values your unique background and skills. A community where nearly 1 in 3 of your colleagues are veterans themselves. Apply now at vacareers.va.gov.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So you're not going to really change just because someone has told you that you got a potty mouth. You know what I mean? You're not. It's just like people that are comedians, you know, and I know that this is something that you feel strong about. When you do your show, you like to do it like a comedian-style show or shock job, whichever one you like.
Which, and, to me, is both the same. Because, you right. know what, because I have to use the English language in a way that's going to make people work. I mean, make people laugh. I'm basically trying to use, it takes a lot of thought. I mean, the skits that I do, the stuff that I, the writing that I have to do, the music that I did, to Slam Deborah, the skits that I do with the retarded Terminator skit that I do, the white people acting black movie skit that I do, that takes at least a week of me writing and rewriting, and then writing a script and seeing how it flows. It doesn't work, then rewrite it again. It takes a lot of work. You have to, like, is this funny? Is this gonna work? Is it topical? I mean, the fact that, I mean, you know, yeah, she has, again, I say, yeah, she has a right to tell me how to speak, but it's also my right not to listen. But the beef that I have is that she starts making assumptions on my character as a human being, and she doesn't know me as a human being. She just knows me as Louis B. the character. She doesn't know me as regular Louis from Brooklyn, the guy that will freaking jump in the middle of the street to push someone out the way. The Louis, the guy that will freaking fight to the death for his family, his friends. Louis B, the person that loves his family to death. Louis B, the nice guy. And yeah, you know what? I can't really expect her to know who I really am because the character that I put out. But I wish she would have gotten a chance to get to know me, because most people who have gotten to know me on a personal level don't see me as some freaking vulgar animal.
Correct.
You know, you piss me off. That's just one thing. I mean, and you know, then I'm like, all right, I'm gonna kick your ass. Oh, snap, that was the first curse I said this show. Oh, my goodness, I almost went 20 minutes without saying a curse. Wow.
Amazing.
Amazing.
It is such It's against the law, I guess, to cuss now, so...
Yes, of course. Of course.
Right.
And you know what? And that guy on her show, I just, you know... It's kind of funny. I didn't feel intimidated not once. I'm like, really? I won't say it to your face? Yeah, all right. No, that's a challenge. Yeah, that's a challenge. Not only will I say what I said to him on that show, I'll probably say worse and bring... if he had a wife or kids or her parents, I would bring them into it just to provoke him. And if he threw a punch at me, then no, I guess that proves how much of a Christian he really is.
Well, I'll say this. There are some people that I know, okay, that do come to your show, and even though that, you know, cuss words are being said, you know, and of course we already know, you know, some of the things that you say to certain people could be extreme vulgar, but I'm bringing up a person that is highly, highly religious, but she shows up at your show on Saturdays. No. I don't want to say her name or anything like that, but, you know, I mean, that just proves to you that there are different people out there that are on the other side of the fence as far as being a Christian.
Yeah, and the thing is... Oh, I'm sorry.
And she personally does not judge you because of your show. No.
And that's all I ask is please don't judge me for don't judge me as a human being for the character I play on the radio.
Right.
I mean, and plus, look, and it's not like I'm not being responsible, because here's the entrance to my show.
This show contains mature content.
There you go.
Right.
Let me play that again. Let me play that again.
This show contains mature content.
But you're given the warning in the beginning.
Yes. It's not like I'm like, what up, motherfuckers? How you doing? No, it's...
This show contains mature content.
I mean, every now and then you might kind of... you know, you might get the nice song.
I mean, look, and even then, that takes talent for me to do.
Right, because you got to come up with the lyrics.
I got to come up with the lyrics. I got to, you know, and yeah, you know, that was kind of hard. Because usually I just freestyle it. Let me get the Anastasia song. When I was on BTR, I had this fat chick on there, and she was a porn star, and she just wouldn't talk. I wanted her to be like a third mic on the show, but she just wouldn't talk, she wouldn't engage, so I ended up having to fire her. But before I did, she became a recurring character because I could do her voice so well. So, I mean, that wasn't the first song I have ever done. Let me find
that. Do you still have the classic song that you did about the...
Yes, I do.
Girl?
Here it is.
Ever since this Anastasia is gonna be my record to my one true love. My one... and only desire. Haagen-Dazs, I like to lick you. I like to put you in my mouth and taste you. I like it when you melt, then my breath. I like it when I chase you down the block when you're in a truck. I don't give a fuck when I have it in my mouth. I don't care if you're rock and roll, chocolate, cookie cream. So like it, I think it's all delicious. Can't believe I can't live without this. I I like to do what I do. I like to rub it on my nipple. I like to rub it on my clit. But there's no guy to lick it off of me. So it stays there, it spoils. So I end up smelling like Dale Haagen-Dazs. I stink. Oh, I like my Haagen-Dazs. Like it in my mouth. Haagen-Dazs, you're my one and only love. I can't get a man to stick his peenie in me. So I gotta take a spoon and dig you out from the carton. Eat 2-3 cartons. Haagen-Dazs, can I have like a perfect threesome? Haagen and then Dazs. Freaking tag team me in my mouth. Yeah, this is tasty. I'm out. This is Anastasia. Fuck y'all.
There you go.
Well, a Haagen-Dazs.
Exactly. A love, a only desire for a carton of ice cream.
Did she ever get to hear?
Yes, she did. Then she got really pissed. But I said, you're still fired, and you know what? If you really wanted to talk, you would have talked while you were a part of the Crotch Out Radio Show. So hit the road and kick rocks.
So was she like a little microphone shy, maybe?
No, she was interested in my former co-hosts. She's trying to have a private conversation with him on a live radio show, and I was like, these nuts. I kind of wanted you on to, I want to get paid. Yeah, so do I. Bye. She actually tried to sue me for me to pay her, and I just said, and then it was like, I don't get paid for this. How the hell do you expect me to pay her when I told her straight up, like, look, there is no pay involved. I don't even get paid, and I'm the host of the show.
Well, I wish that there was some kind of a radio show out there that would actually pay you.
BTR does that, but they don't have any vision. I'm vulgar on my I was like more vulgar on BTR than I am here. But thing is, I was pulling in listeners. People wanted to listen to the show, and there are a lot of people that. It depends on how many downloads you get and how many, it was like at that time I was able to earn like $2. They don't pay you much, because we were like roughly making like 15 cents a month. It's really, I would have gotten paid more if my show got sponsored, but they already made sure that, my show would never get sponsored because of my content. And which is fine because I don't want, I don't want someone sponsoring me that's going to make me, edit my art.
Right.
And, I like, oh man, my back. Yes, I view this as an art because it takes a lot, it takes a lot to, make people laugh with words. You're basically trying to get into people's heads and just make them laugh over some silliness,
Right.
I don't really see how she could call me a hypocrite. I don't like the way that, she doesn't like the way I talked, yet she stood and subjected herself to it. There are things that even I would not subject myself to. If I was in a place that was, you know, it was like a whole bunch of homosexuals and they were making out, and I'm like, wow, this is disgusting. Two guys making out. Ew, ew, ew. I wouldn't stay there. I wouldn't stay there. I would be like, yeah, I gotta go.
Right.
But she stood there and she started judging people. I wouldn't be like, you know, you guys are gonna, you really guys gotta, it's disgusting for you guys to be doing that. You guys shouldn't be doing that. And stay there for the entire man-on-man kissing party. I'd be like, holy crap, I just came here to, what the fuck? Oh, this is fucked up. I thought there were gonna be chicks here. This, no, no, no. Just because you're wearing a dress, a chick does not make you make. Peace. And I would bounce.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And I
would... I'll tell you something that I learned off the show that I was not fully aware of, I guess, but I didn't know that you had people like that that are supposedly true Christians that dog another religion. I used to go to a Christian church, and I said this on a show before. And where we used to live at was basically, and it was an African American neighborhood, pretty much. So, well, me and my brother would go to church. You know, me and him would be the only white boys in that church. You know, did we feel uncomfortable? No, because we got along with everybody. But the thing is that even back then, when I was that young, I didn't know that there were Christians out there that would dog another religion. And that's what I heard tonight on her show, was she brought up about Catholics. And I thought, you know, yeah, I do have some people on my side of the family that are Catholic. Now, am I going to go try to change them? Hell no.
I mean, and don't get, and you know what? I have a thing against the Catholic religion, but this is more towards their governing body.
Right.
Not towards the people themselves. I'm not gonna say you know, I don't like how the Catholic Church throughout the years has stifled scientific discoveries. Was I just about to say discoveries? No, discoveries.
Discovery Channel.
Yeah, discoveries. Yeah, no, discoveries. You know, during the Dark Ages, you know? The Dark Ages was because the Catholic religion, they want people questioning the world around them. They just wanted people to accept it was God. God does it. It's true. You know, it's true. God makes air, you know, through, but how? Well, because of his creation plans through, you know, certain reactions with carbon dioxide. You know, how what causes rain? You know, what does this? You know, people are curious, and it's natural to be curious about things. It's curious to want to see how things work, and I think that's why it's there for. If it was like that, then you know what? You know.
Well, have you ever been to either or, which would be a Catholic wedding or a funeral?
Yes, I've been to both.
Okay. Okay. Now, I have not been to a wedding. I've heard about how nice they are. That's what I've been told. I was at a Catholic funeral because of my grandfather.
Actually, my mother was a Catholic before she converted.
Oh, really? Well, I'll tell you what.
In fact, she was raised Catholic. She was raised Catholic. She went to a Catholic school and everything before she converted to another Christian religion.
Right. Well, see, I didn't realize. You know, I was so used to the traditional funeral. You know, you have the showing. You go to the showing, then you go to the funeral, you know. But when it comes down to a Catholic funeral, they do it a little different. I shouldn't say little. They do it a lot different. That day was such a long day that a normal, typical funeral could be, what, 30 minutes maybe at the most?
Yeah.
Depending on how busy it is. Yeah, a Catholic funeral is way longer than... But I mean, the way that it was all put together and everything like that, it's an experience. It's like, wow, you know, I didn't know that. I mean, you would go from the funeral home to the church, from the church to the graveyard church, you know, the whatever they call that, the temple or whatever. Just unbelievable. But that was my grandfather's funeral. Now he was Catholic. My mom and her siblings, of course, had to go to a Catholic church when they were little. Well, I don't want to say ruined my mom, but does she go to church today? No. Right. And I think when it comes down to where you feel like you're being forced into something, when you get older, you're probably going to give up on it and just say, forget it. I'm not going no more. You know?
Right.
I have a family member, that's my brother-in-law, which his mother's a Jehovah's Witness. Now, she tries everything she can to keep him into being a witness, but he really doesn't want to.
Right.
He stays in it. So, but yeah, I'm not really, to be honest with you, into the forcing thing at all, Louie. I mean, if somebody's trying to throw a book at you, like a Bible, it's like, whoa, back up. You know, you don't know me, and I don't know you, you know?
Yeah.
And
I mean,
sometimes,
you know,
some people are very forceful about it.
Yeah. I mean, again, you know, when it comes to constitutionally speaking, Deborah has every right to tell me whatever she wants. She has every right to make every demand of me. But it's also my right not to listen. And not to do it. Not to do how she asked.
Well, she won't let you talk either.
No. But she'll make assumptions on what type of person I am, and that gets annoying. She, of course, has a right to do that as well. But I don't. But I also should have a right to be able to defend myself. And you know what? Yeah. And of course, you know what? She reported me. Fine, whatever. I get kicked off of here. There's now live.
Well, you know, I really don't know if she was telling the truth or not, because she really, really don't know. She says that it don't look like it went through, but, you know, she had one of her little buddies that was doing it at the same time that she was. So what's she going to take? Take everything back and take call her buddy and say, "Hey, don't send that now. Don't. Let's not get Louie in trouble." You know, I doubt it. But as far as censorship and stuff like that, that's why I like talk shoot. That's why I like it, because you can come on here and you can say whatever you want. you know, and if they're going to start thinking that they're going to be banned from Blog Talk Radio, come over here to Talk Shoe, and then get other people banned,
yeah,
something's right there.
It's like, oh, well, we got kicked off of Blog Talk Radio, so we're going to come over here and try to clean up and do what they did to us over here. They're gonna try to terraform their beliefs and make other people comply. Hold on, we got a call. We got a non-member.
You mean the terrorist?
Yes,
the terrorist.
Hello, non-member. Welcome to Hamas. Hamas. Hello. Hello, this is Hamas Terrorist Supply. How can I help you?
And all this time I was looking for a pizza.
Oh, damn.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, we serve pizzas too, you know, extra crispy. Right. Actually, the way the Palestinians like to cook a pizza is that they wrap dynamite around it. march it into a populated area. Oh, it's cooked. Everyone gets a slice.
Yeah.
So anyways, non-member.
I don't need this nigger shit.
Well, okay.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Yeah, they need to go talk to Deborah.
Damn. Oh, well.
Oh.
But I'm not. But this is the thing. I'm not a nigger.
I was going to say, was that a cuss word? Did he just say a cuss word?
Well, yeah, shit is. I'm gonna report him. No, I'm not.
Yeah, sounds like a terrorist. I think he might have been a
terrorist. That's the thing, and that's the thing that kills me. They call and they leave. I'm like, okay.
Right, yeah, I don't understand that either. They called in
the
N-word and then takes off.
Yeah, you know what? I wasn't gonna mute them. I was gonna stay and have a discussion. So what do you think about the Federal Reserve? I don't need this nigga shit. Well, okay, I understand. I think about that. I think the same way about Geithner.
Right.
He's a freaking nigga.
Oh.
So what do you think of the Iraq War? I still really don't want to talk about this nigga shit. I'm like, okay, I understand.
Well, being that you're in New York, was you anywhere close to that, with the airplane?
No, that was
that house?
That was Buffalo. That's upstate.
I've been to Buffalo.
Buffalo.
I've been to the Buffalo Stadium.
That's like 5 hours from here.
And I went to the Niagara, too, so I've been to both.
Dude, I'm seriously gonna cut this show up, and I'm just gonna end up using that guy's voice as a sound clip. I'm not here for this nigga shit. All right. Oh God, I hope he calls back.
Yeah, he didn't want to talk too much. As a matter of fact, when I saw non-member, now is that someone who would press one and then pound? Is that how they get non-member?
I guess so. Because you know what? And here's the kicker. He thinks that that's being offensive. He thinks he's pushing the envelope by saying that. And that's the thing I find funny, because you know what? I could say something 10 times more offensive than that. In fact, I could breeze past him without even blinking. You know.
I wish she would have hung around too. She might have had a comedian act out of something like that.
Dude, I probably would have. You know what? I've said shit like, you know what? There hasn't been an effective ethnic cleansing leader since Hitler. And I've said that to a Jew.
Right.
Yeah. And he was told me, like, dude, when you said that, that felt like me stepping on a damn, what's that thing called? That, a rake, and it's smacking me in the face. I'm like, oh, there you go.
Hey, How was John B. doing earlier on your show? Was he all right, or?
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, he didn't hang around very long. I thought maybe he was, I wouldn't say it, but I just thought maybe he was.
Something was going on he had to take care of, and that was that. We spoke earlier today. And,
everything okay, that's good.
Everything is fine.
Were you raped, and were you having these symptoms? Depression, fear, anxiety, untrusting of men? There is a way to make you feel better. Get over it! There are men who will take no for an answer. A message from the Ass Council.
Holy shit!
There you go.
Oh man, oh my.
Yes. I don't want none of this nigga shit. Alright, well, I understand.
Right. We'll see you.
Thanks for coming. Oh man. It was like, you know, he left me wanting more.
Oh yeah.
It was like,
that was a big old tease.
It was, man. It was. It did.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It didn't disrupt the show at all. I was like, oh, okay. I'm talking about it because, damn. It was like he came in, busted a nut, and left. I'm like, I'm still hard. He left me hard. I'm done. Freaking Minute Man. You know, it's like two pump chump. That's what it was. That's it. Goodbye. He got his.
And her little show. It's only on Saturday,
not Friday. Oh, well. What are you
going to do? Well. Just a letter by Cup Paul. It's Valentine's Day. That's probably why.
Oh, by the way, happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, you too. Well, you know who my Valentine is?
Your left hand.
No.
No?
Nope.
Ah.
God.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay. Give a shout out.
I mean, he could be yours too.
No, that I don't know. That would be seeming kind of gay, you know? In fact, that's kind of funny because this comedian, Louis C.K., he's like, I'm gay for God. I love God. I'm like, wow.
No, actually, no. There is the church right down the street from where I live, and that's what they've got on their sign.
They're gay for God?
No.
Oh.
It says, "Let God be your Valentine." That's what it says right on their sign.
Even though, here's a kicker: Valentine's Day is a pagan holiday. Has nothing to do. With any form of Christianity, including Easter.
It's a rose stellar day.
Yeah. In fact, let me play this thing from Drew Carey. It's funny as hell.
I can't watch the news late. I know everybody, you know.
I recognize, well, I do watch the news. It gets so depressing. And so, I mean, I just get depressed watching the news. You know what I do when I watch the news now? I turn the news off. I get out my Bible. I turn to the book of Revelations. I start just checking stuff off. You know? got it. Need it. Got it. Need it. Red dragon, seven horns, 10 crowns. Ozzy Osbourne, America's favorite TV dad. Man, $20 million, huh? Phew. You know, that's barely going to pay for your kid's therapy. I don't know why. That money's going to be down the drain, man. Yeah, I read the Bible a lot. You know, this is crazy. We celebrate holidays, and that, you know what I just found out this recently? There's so many holidays we celebrate here in this country that have nothing to do with the Bible at all. Real famous holidays, like Christmas. Christmas has nothing. It's not in the Bible. The birth of Jesus is in the Bible. But not Christmas. The tree isn't in the Bible. You know, gifts, that's not in it. It's nowhere it says celebrate my birthday, says Jesus. It's just, it's a pagan holiday that the Romans invented that we just do. But everywhere you go, I've seen this so many times. You see a big nativity scene, and there's baby Jesus, the manger, sheep, shepherd, wise men, Mary, Joseph, Santa Claus right in the middle. Like, who's that? Mary's Lamaze coach? Santa Claus has nothing to do with anything. Neither does the Easter Bunny. Easter is another pagan holiday that's not in the Bible. Every Easter, you don't hear anything about Jesus on the cross. All you hear is about the Easter Bunny. Easter Bunny this, Easter Bunny that. Why is the Christian religion the only one in the world that needs a mascot to sell their stuff? You don't see Jewish people out celebrating with the Passover kangaroo. There's no Ramadan rooster. Halloween's another big holiday, satanic holiday. Nobody's bothered by that for some reason. You know, fun for the kiddies. I mean, when I was going to church, they always told me, you know, Satan's the most evil one. He's the one you got to watch out for. Watch out for Satan. And then once a year, the whole country goes, hey, let's party with this guy. It's ridiculous. There's a Catholic church down my street. They used to have Halloween parties every year. Of course, they don't have any more because they don't want the priest to hand out candies to the kids.
Oh.
Don't boo. I'm going to offer a word of support to the Catholic Church. There's no such thing as bad publicity.
There you go. And that was
the
Passover kangaroo and the Ramadan rooster. And that was Drew Carey.
Well, what do you think about him doing The Price is Right now?
I've seen it. I was like, right, you know, it's then again, I don't really watch daytime television. I saw it once. I was like, oh, God, are you serious?
I know. I just don't think that anybody can ever replace Bob Barker.
Goodness, I actually seen it with Bob Barker. I was like, what the hell? Are you serious with this game show crap? All right, moving on.
Well, mm-hmm. I guess this is the we call this the after going to church party.
Hello, I'm a born again Christian,
and I'm a terrorist.
I am a terrorist. actually, if you know what? If she's a born again Christian, does that make her daughter after birth again?
Uh-oh.
What?
That I don't know.
An afterbirth again Christian. Okay, let's say you mess up and as a born again Christian, is there like a born again Christian? Let's say you know your church doesn't accept your being born again. Is there an abortion again? Religion? Oh snap! Andre is here. Andre, do you just want to listen?
No, he'll talk.
Andre, you just want to listen? Andre.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Shalom.
I see the echoes.
I think he's from India.
What?
Are you from India?
No.
Where are you from?
I can't hear you okay because I'm hearing echoes.
Echoes?
Echoes. I know what that is.
Echoes.
Keikos, yeah.
Where's Keikos?
Who are you talking about? Where?
Yeah, exactly. Don't stay there laughing at me. Where's Keikos?
I'm hearing echoes.
Okay.
I can't hear you clearly.
And I can't. You know what? I need to know where to send the bombs. We need to target you because apparently you have weapons of mass destruction in your in your country.
I think he said
he's calling from Gecko.
Or is he talking on a gecko?
Who are you talking about?
Andre, are you there?
Oh, he hung up.
Ah, what a douche.
Oh, man.
What a douche.
See, his name looks familiar because he was on my show one time, and I could have sworn he said he was in India. I could have sworn.
Oh, well. He's from Caicos. What the hell is Caicos? A terrorist.
Right. Pakistan.
I am. I just want to listen.
Wait. I want to sing a song.
This is what I've always planned. It was my intention. I got so brave, drinking hands, lost my discretion. Yes, it's what I'm used to. Just want to wear her out. I'm ready for her. My attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to be PG tonight.
Really? Okay.
Not unless you want to do that little small expert that you have.
I mean, my question is Asperger's really... What is Asperger's? And really, did they really have to name it Asperger's?
What the hell?
I fucked Deborah and she liked it. Husband's thin cock, don't cut it. I fucked Deborah and she liked it. I hope you know it's time to suck it. It felt so wrong, it felt so right. She might be in love with me tonight. I fucked Deborah and she liked it. She liked it.
There you go.
Oh, man, that's going to hit the billboard.
It really should. And from
that
the movie...
That will like Katie.
You know...
Katie Perry.
Oh, Katy Perry's going to kick my ass because I fucked her song up. But then again, I do have a naked picture of Katy Perry and she looks fantastic.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No, man, she has the nicest breasts and the fat. Oh, yeah, I know, seriously. In fact, I should really post that picture on the crotchoutradio.com website. And that'd be kind of, but then again, you know, I kind of like variety because, you know, on the Crotch Out Radio Show website, we start talking about New World Order symbolism. Then, of course, I'll be talking, I'll have stuff about, you know,
217, sex abuse cases against the UN Blue Helmet soldiers. And then about writing a letter to your congressman about H.R. 833 to repeal the Federal Reserve Act. And a sample letter on, a template, if you will, on what to write your congressman. And to, get it done. And then a naked picture about Katy Perry. There you go. She has a lovely looking vagina. She really does. I mean, she has one of the nicest vaginas I've ever seen.
You think it's that plastic surgery?
She is in her early 20s, so no. It's really, she got an hourglass shape. It's really hot. And those are not fake. Oh, goodness.
You know what? I didn't realize that she was that young. I thought she was older.
No, my friend. No. She's 24.
Oh.
Yes.
Real close to somebody else's age.
Yes, I know. Which will mean creepy for you, fantastic for me. I swear to God, if you end up with a chick that age, you should be on the sex offender registry list. But me, on the other hand, I will be getting high fives and be like, holy crap.
Correct.
Oh, goodness.
Now, what would you do if she says, well, I want to like it for God? Then what?
Then I'd be like, well, no one's perfect, and,
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. I wish you well. And here, have this drink.
Have this drink. Oh, geez. Well, hey, you said on Sunday you're going to talk a little bit about the register, right?
Yeah, well, a lot about the registry. In fact,
okay.
More specifically on how to stay, what precautions to take to stay off of it.
Okay.
Certain strategies. Well,
the reason why I asked you is because I don't know if you've heard about the little 5-year-old girl that just came out missing down there in Florida.
Why don't they check Child Protective Services? She's probably there.
Well, that's been something that has been discussed because we already know that there are a lot of kids that come up mysteriously missing. And the first people they want to target to catch is the parents first. Second would be the sex offender registry. They'll go visit all local registered offenders. And then they will possibly go back and reinvestigate the family members. This just happened this week, but this is all new.
Ah, very good.
Yeah. So I think that on Wednesday, me and Mary do our show, we're going to do a lot about that situation that's going on down there.
Again, while you're talking, I am looking at the nude picture of Katy Perry. Your heart and your code. And I kissed Katy Perry and she liked it.
Well, I really do hope that they don't turn in that report or anything like that. I'm not going to say that you're going to get banned, but I would just not like to hear that anybody that ever disagreed in their chat are going to continuously report somebody.
Yeah, I kind of figured if they won't do something about that certain person that we both know, they probably won't do nothing to me.
Well, that's what I kind of figured, but, you know, it's almost just like when she was sitting there saying, oh, look at the screen. It looks like something just smashed. You see that? They ain't doing shit.
Yeah. Seriously, I wonder know who's streaming. I seriously want to know who's there's like one person streaming. So, if you're streaming, sir,
well,
or madam.
Well, speaking of streaming.
And seriously, if she called in.
Go to the Crash Talk Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
What I wanted to ask you was that. Okay, you can see somebody that's streaming. Now, that's something that I don't have my script when I do my show. Is it because that means I'm not on the Live Pro?
You don't see this on your screen now because you know it's only for the host to see.
Well, that's what I'm saying. When I do my show, I don't see anything like that on streaming.
That's because you're not using TalkShoe Live. You have to download it and you use it.
Do you prefer that one?
Yeah, because let's say it's slowing down for some reason. Since this is a program on your computer, it's not affected by any glitches that are going on with the TalkShoe site.
I might have to look into that.
Yes, you do. Yes.
Because I've had people ask me, well, how many streamers have you got? And I'm thinking, are you talking about the names that are in the room? I didn't realize it was
no,
people
on the player. You could check the streams by going into My Talk Show and then clicking your radio show. And once you're on your radio show page, you should see a dollar sign. Looking thing. Actually, let me actually walk you through it by doing it myself. What you do is you go into your radio show. You click your radio show. It'll take you into your radio show page. You're gonna look on top. Underneath the update scheduled, blah, blah, right next to your show name, and you're going to click stats. Once you click stats, you're going to go into episode detail on the bottom for this week, and you're going to see streamers. The streamers are people where, let's say you placed your widget somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like on your blog or anything like that, or like let's say I place my blog and somebody's listening to the show on my site or your site, it'll show up.
Cool. So
there you go.
Got one streamer.
Hey, we got John. We got John Luke. He is a 9/11 debunker, but you know he's cool people, so I don't hold that against him. You know, even though he's crazy because he doesn't believe 9/11 is a judge job. I'm kidding.
Right, no judgment.
No judgment. And you know he doesn't curse me out like he used to. So you know, hey, that's cool. It's all good. It's like yeah. Now basically yeah. Yeah, actually,
he don't pass me out no more.
Nah, he don't. But yeah, I know, right? I was really pissed off, John Luke.
The after Kirk's party.
Yeah, nah, it's somebody wants to judge me for the words that I use. So I am making a show to explain that, you know, the use of profanity does not necessarily mean a lack of intelligence. And I keep asking Christians, I keep asking people that don't believe in cursing. So then, what about George Carlin? What about Dennis Miller? Well, yeah, of course, it depends. It depends, but, you know, it shouldn't be used as the, you know, as, oh, well, then, you know, it shows that you don't have any intelligence. You know, but especially when you hide behind your faith, you know. Amber Tong, we got Amber. Hi, Amber. How you doing, doll? Oh, what you trying to say, John? I'm not funny, bastard. I think I'm pretty damn funny. In fact, 920. Oh ho ho! You these nuts. Oh, you wasn't saying that. Oh, okay. Alright. I take back these nuts. Yeah. Amber Tong. Amber. Oh, she's female and she's 23 years old. She's a Chinese girl. Loves to give a try on anything interesting. Yeah. I know.
Oh, wait a minute. We got
you one. Who's
he?
How am I funny? You think I'm funny? How am I funny? Funny how? Funny how? Funny how high? You think I'm here to fucking amuse you? Look. Funny like a clown? Shut up, Jimmy. I almost got him. Look at him. He was scared. Fuck up, Jimmy. So enough with John Lucas, because there's a chick in the room. So, Amber, she's a Chinese girl. She's down for anything that's fun. And I'm down for anything that's Chinese and a girl.
You like Chinese food, Louie?
Especially when served on a Chinese girl. I don't know. I just have this thing for Chinese women. I don't know. I just look at them, and I'm like, now that's hot. That's something I want to check out. I've always been, had a thing for the Asian persuasion. It's kind of exotic to me, and I like exotic things. I like the unknown. I like looking down the abyss, and by abyss I mean, yeah, a nice looking Chinese woman.
You know what?
Amber Tong, would you like to be my Valentine? And if so, please send some sexy pictures to crotchshotradio@yahoo.com.
I think we need to do a little set. Louie.
What?
No stems, no seeds that you don't need. Acapulco Gold is.
The hell does weed have to do with this?
No, I said I think he did have the little spin. And there it was.
Ah.
Right.
It's like a protruding cock.
Exactly. So, Amber Tong. Oh, damn. Wrong one. So, Amber. Miss Amber Tong, the lovely Amber Tong. I'm assuming you're lovely because you're Chinese. Hello. My question to you is,
When do we have a sexy intercourse?
Yes. And John will have to be have to agree that if me and Amber Tong hook up, that will indeed be. Come in inside job, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Amber.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Oh. Oh, well, it's morning, so why not?
Good morning, people. Let's start your day up bright and shiny. Get up off your little high. Happy to begin
happy day.
Okay.
That would be you in the morning, wouldn't it, Louie?
If me and Amber Tong woke up next to each other after a night of passionate lovemaking, where she's just still asleep, but she has this Kool-Aid smile on her face because I was able to knock loose all the cobwebs. Mm. And how did John not get that joke? No, not phone sex, sweetie. It would be actual sex. which I am proficient at. I have a black belt.
Hey,
in.
That's pretty good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, you wasn't paying attention. That okay? The joke was, if me and Amber hooked up, you would have to agree that it would become an inside job. In case you didn't get it, it was a sex joke. I would be inside of Amber, having sex with her. Yes. And I'm probably gonna get recorded. Actually, I am being recorded. This is probably going to get... Oh, you know, we are changes. Louis B. is talking about sex being an inside job. And I'm going to get cussed out for saying that. Really? You actually met a 9/11 truther chick and you started talking shit to her. You know, there are barely any chicks in this movement as it is. And they always get bored, and they, you know. Well, yeah. Yeah. That's fucked up, but okay. Wish, you know, seriously. And I bet she cussed you out for that one, too. That's fucked up. I mean, it's an obvious joke. It's obvious, John. Well, of course she didn't. What she's gonna say, like, there's only so much. It's like, right? He just said that. You can scream inside job while I'm inside of yeah. It's like yeah. I hope you didn't say that to Sabrina. That girl's been through too much. Yeah. No, okay, good. For her sake, you know, really, she's been through a lot. Don't do that to her. Like, pass that on.
Sabrina. Sabrina's been the only one that I've heard you mention about as far as a female trooper.
Yeah. Hold on. Hi, Amber.
Hello.
Hey. Ooh. Hello.
I'm Amber.
Hi. Yes. You are Amber.
You are Amber.
Yeah.
So are
no,
you?
Who's this
so are
speaking?
You? Oh, this is Louis B.
Louis B.
Oh, okay.
So are you calling from China?
I'm so sorry. I need to take this call.
Oh.
I'll call you back later.
Okay, call back immediately.
Call back immediately.
Oh, she left the chat too. Some of my bitch. Oh, God, she sounded kind of cute too. I saw a couple of the truther chicks that look pretty. Yeah, and a lot of. And they're taken. They immediately taken. Any chick that comes into the group, they get swarmed. There is a swarming going on. Like, cause guys in the 9/11 truth movement, we're either busy busting our ass at our regular jobs, and then busy doing this. Not doesn't leave us much time for dating, cause we're constantly working. Those who say that 9/11 truthers do not work, do not contribute to society, don't pay taxes or anything, are very misinformed. We bust our ass trying to... What? Kev?
Yo.
Hey, sweetie, what happened?
What do you mean?
Oh, I thought I heard something.
Negative.
The phones are being tapped. Yeah.
Church lady.
Please. Like, I'm that, like I'm that big of a truther for anyone to be freaking tapping my ass. Like, you, I am like, I'm seriously starting to feel left out that, no one has come up to me from the Illuminati or anyone from the shadow government. Because apparently it seems like they're visiting everyone else but me. Well, they'll see right through you.
The kook word, isn't that a famous word from our good buddy Choi?
Toy, yes, toy.
Toy?
Toy. I, you know, it's okay if he disagrees with us, but the jackass is, like, really disrespectful. And, you know, he just, which is why he never calls my show, because I'm, like, really disrespectful right back to him, and I've shut him down verbally. You know, without, you know, of course we didn't debate on 9/11, but, you know, he wanted to start calling me a beaner, and I just said, yeah, this, I pretty much said, you know, your mutton chops, you look like a retarded Wolverine, and then everyone took that joke, and I can't say that joke anymore, because everyone's like, you look like Wolverine, you look like a retarded Wolverine, and I'm like, thank you for stealing my joke, I'm the one that freaking started that, trend with saying that to Troy, you look like a retarded Wolverine. And I'm like, ah, damn it. So I can't say that joke anymore. And, of course, no one has started dissing on his wife. And said, Troy, while you're calling me, your wife is, satisfying herself to the local black man in your neighborhood. She's gonna come home, she's gonna come home looking like a glazed donut fucking around. Oh. Hi, John. John Boy. Oh, wait. John Luke.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thinking of trying to call up that own show maybe sometime next week.
Call the what?
Call up the own show.
Whose show?
The Alex Jones.
Oh, okay, well, all right.
That's right.
Have fun with that.
Yeah, I would not be calling him to say I agree with him and stuff. I'm obviously going to be calling him to tell him what I don't agree with.
All right, well, he is gonna bust out with some facts, though.
Yeah, but I think I know him to hold my ground.
Yeah, dude, your phone is sucking.
I had it on speakerphone. No, it's still doing it.
There you go. You know what?
I think I'm going to hang up and then just type because there's an echo.
Really? Damn it, don't tell me it's me. Been trying to fix this shit for the past month and shit. Can you hear me or am I low? I guess not. No one can hear me. When I just
well, see, I can hear the echo on my end, but I think I'm coming through your speakers, though.
Well, I got a headset on, so I don't see how that's working. You know, I'm just gonna end up having to get me a new headset, a USB at least.
Yeah, you can get a pretty decent one for about $14-$15.
I plan on calling him with regard to Operation Northwoods. What's his beef with Northwoods? Leave Northwoods alone. Do I know Colorado Change? I don't know. Do I know anybody from Colorado Change off the top of my head? Nah. I don't think so. Not personally.
Have they got all the states covered, Bluey, or they're still missing stuff?
They're still missing. I mean, we had to get rid of Georgia Change.
Oh, I think I know.
Yeah, and I hope if that person listened to this show, I'm not talking bad about him. I'm just stating some facts. That's
well,
it. I'm not gonna. That's. What?
Didn't jump to the tape?
Oh, shit, I don't know. I mean, seriously, no one really wants to have to bust their ass and get shit going. You know, it really is hard to organize shit and get people to,
I know it is kind of a lot of hard work to put something together and have three people show up. When you might be expecting maybe 50, 75 people.
Yeah.
And you got three shows.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is kind of weird that now they're starting to claim that Israel had a hand in the September 11th attacks. By, you know, according to Jason Burmes's movie, Fabled Enemies. After the longest time, even Alex Jones was saying, you know, there is no evidence that Israel was behind 9/11. And now, okay, I guess there is. So, I mean, I guess, you know, I mean, you can't really fault them for that. You know, sometimes you find new information that you never knew you had, and, you know, that's that. And you know, it's like, oh, okay, well. But it doesn't mean it wasn't an inside job because, you know, the U.S. had a hand in it. I mean, let's say, you know, well, I guess I'm going to use an analogy you probably heard. You know, somebody breaking into a bank. They know the guard stands down and lets them do it. It's still an inside job, even though the people that robbed the bank, you know. Seriously, I don't think, you know, yeah, the 15 of the 19 hijackers were from Saudi Arabia. But the thing is, Saudi Arabia, you know, it would be stupid of them, their government, to attack us because they make money off of us.
Why would they attack
the person that the people that buy most of their product?
Now, Louis, you saw the second plane hit the tower, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Did it look like a regular commercial plane, or did it look like to you like it was like what they say it was? A military plane?
Well, I mean, I was like too far to even see it. I mean, it could have been a military plane. It could have been a, you know, it could have been a commercial plane that was either flown by a remote control or what have you. That we're never gonna know. That's like one of those mysteries you're never gonna know. You know, I was too far to see it. You know, perfectly, its markings and shit. You know, all I know is the second plane, you know, the planes did hit the towers. I'm really tired of people, like, saying, oh, it was space beams, it was holograms and that type of nonsense. You know.
Well, now, you do believe, though, that the World Trade Center 7, there's something really bizarre about that one, right?
What? About Building 7?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, of course. I mean, if what the government is saying is true, then there would be no need for demolition companies. All you gotta do is light a office fire with gasoline and it'll just implode perfectly on itself. Mm. There are pictures of the 18th floor scooped out. You know, where's Amber? I really want to talk to a girl.
Oh,
I really want to talk. Yeah, I hope she does. Amber Tong. Oof.
Amber Tong.
And she had that, and she had that accent too. Oh, that drives me wild. You know. I mean, I've been with a Japanese chick, and they freaking you. It's so easy to break their backs, and by break their backs, I mean make them come very hard.
Well, what about Puerto
Rican? What?
Well, what about the Puerto Rican?
Oh, you know, you gotta learn. You gotta learn how to work it. You gotta stick your tongue in. You know, it takes more work. It takes more.
Shakira, is she Puerto Rican or is she Colombian?
Who?
Shakira.
She is Colombian.
And she is hot.
Yes, she is. I remember before she started singing in English, she had this song that made me fall in love with her. It's called Eyes Like That, Those Eyes, or Ojos Así. In fact, let me play it.
I think I know which one you're talking about. It's the one she's belly dancing to.
She always belly dances. I mean, come on.
One of them she really gets in about.
This is, hold on. I'm going to play it now. I gotta freaking switch to, the recording settings. And, this is mono out. Let me lower that thing. Lower the volume. Yes, Ojos Así by Shakira. freaking eat her tampons.
That is actually the song that I was thinking of, too. Man, she's on MTV Unplugged. Oh, man, it's all in Spanish.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
She can shake the hell out of her fist.
Yes, she can. And the thing is, I kind of like how the whole Spanish thing just sounds so great with the Middle Eastern tones, you know?
Well, actually, I think she sings better in Spanish than she does in English.
Oh, yes, she does.
In English, she's got more of that kind of whining, like a cow or something. And she just sings so much better in Spanish.
Mm-hmm. And yet, look, another thing me and John have in common. Women. I mean, I guess I'm not your garden variety truther. I'm not a kook. I don't know, have you spoken to Troy about me? Do you guys, like, talk? Do you guys, like, have a beer? Like, you know what I hate about 9/11 truthers?
Oh, is he
known for it? I don't know.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. Oh, he talks to him on YouTube. Oh, Amber is back. Yay. Underneath her clothes. Oh, okay, not about me. Oh, okay. Then again, I'm not that important to talk about, so I was like, fuck it. Even though the video that I made has so far gotten like close to 1,000 hits. But anyways, oh shit, was that me?
The time to correct this is
over. Oh, that's you.
It's time to kick the issues in the balls. Listen to the Fried Shop Radio Show, hosted by Louis B. Live on Saturdays and Sundays at 7 p.m. Only on CrotchShopRadioShow.com.
God damn. Ah, boo. She came back and she left. Oh, damn it.
We had that. Well, maybe for Skype went off again.
I'm going to have dinner. Happy holiday. Is there a holiday in China?
Well, President's Day is Monday.
Yeah, but she says dinner. What time is it in China?
Let's see. Let me pull up my Chinese clock.
Yeah, pull out your Chinese clock. Is it actually a Chinese clock, or was it like made in China?
No, it's got Chinese letters all over. I don't know what the hell it means.
No, there isn't a holiday. The next holiday is International Women's Day, March 8th. Interestingly, women employees will get a whole or half paid day off the day, while men are at the mercy of their employers. Damn you, communist sons of bitches!
It is actually 5:47 p.m.
Oh, so they are. So she is in China.
Yep. Yep. Din-din time. That's probably your boyfriend in control.
Damn it. I'm probably going to have to go fly to China and deal with their communist bullshit just to get me some Chinese pussy. Because you know what? When Chinese women come here and get Americanized, they are the biggest cunts in the world. They're really freaking. They're like, they wanna. They want. They all want a rich white guy. And I'm just like, yeah, bitches. Not. Not all of them. Not all of them, my friend. I've seen some nice, juicy, fat-ass Asian chicks. Well, yeah, but the thing is with Filipino chicks, you gotta be careful because, you know, they're an androgynous-looking people, so you might be, like, staring at a chick, you, like, take them home, and boing, there's a penis. It's like, whoosh, oh, damn.
All right.
Oh, damn it. I'm Jack McClam. What the hell? Yeah, you gotta be very careful. Because then you'd be like, oh, well, I guess, gotta make believe this is the biggest clit I've ever seen. Oh, yeah. Thai chicks are, you know, that. Now, that's just dangerous, too, because they think it's funny to not say it until you take them home and paid them for their time. And then, oh, there's a penis. They think it's funny, too. And then, like, oh, you mean I wasted my time and money buying you drinks just to find out you're a man? Oh, that's fucked up. Which is why I will never go to Thailand, and I will never go to the Philippines. Japan and, Japan and China. Yeah, well, you know, what else can you do? You know, because that's really fucked up. That's not fair. That is really not fair, because it's like, oh, you fell in love with me. Oh, shit. I mean, seriously, what can you say to that? It's like, well, when I thought you were a woman. Yeah, but that shouldn't make a difference. You know, you hear these arguments, I'm like, but it does. I don't know about you, but I'd rather my women without the penis. Yeah. Oh, you watched that show To Catch a Predator? No, that wasn't me. For the last time, I'm tired of people coming up and saying, I saw you on To Catch a Predator. That wasn't me. Bastards.
That shows a fucking face anyway.
Well, the thing is, John, from what I'm hearing, a lot of those guys got off.
Well, a lot of them do, because they have determined that to be an entrapment.
Yeah, they determined that to be entrapment, and so they get off on a technicality.
Well, yeah, that what it is that they get off because it's not actually a minor that they're communicating with. So what crime has it done?
Yeah. So you can't get, you know, you think someone should just kill them. Well, I guess, you know, shit, you know. You know, a lot of times these guys are not that, you know, I mean, I don't know about To Catch a Predator, you know. Some, you know, if you're going to be going thinking you're meeting a 14-year-old girl for sex. Seriously, I don't understand what's the appeal with 14-year-old girls. They talk too goddamn much, and you know pretty damn well they don't know what the fuck they're doing, and, you know, you're risking getting your shit bitten off. Oh, it's stuck in my retainer. Ouch.
You know, a lot of those people that they catch on...
I like cougars.
Catch a Predator are people in government and have high positions like priests, teachers, all kinds of people.
Yeah. Cougars. I like cougars.
It's not the guys hiking bushes like everybody thinks.
I like cougars.
Cougars?
Cougars. Yeah. I mean, not for nothing, I just hate the hell out of little kids. Ugh. Unless they're you know, related to me. Yep.
Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, juveniles that have sex as, consensual teen sex and are looked at like how they're pedophiles and they're predators and all that stuff. That's a bunch of bullshit.
Yes, it is.
Hey, Louie, let me ask you this. This is to be kind of personal, but let me ask you. When you was in early high school, did you ever have sex with anybody?
Well, not with anyone in high school, not anyone with the school with me, just actually with this girl that was friends with, whose mom was friends with my mom, and we used to sneak around.
Okay, and how old was she?
Well, started when I was 12 and she was 10.
Okay.
And lasted until I was 17 and she was 15.
Right. Now let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Because you were older than her by 2 years, is she scarred for the rest of her life?
No, because she still sucks cock like a champ, or at least that's okay. What I've been told. So right. I've done, you know, she's like, all
right. Right. So basically, she knew what the hell she was doing.
I don't know. It took some prodding on my part. I mean, I don't know. Oh, okay. A hot truther checks. Yeah. This is the problem. You know what? Not for nothing though. Yeah. You know, hot chicks do come by. We Are Changed New York, but they either want Luke, or Matt, or one of the other guys, or Brian. Oh, Bri. They never want Louis B. Because Louis B is a fat load. They're like, damn, you're funny and you're nice. Oh, Luke's taken. Shit. Hope you wash your hands.
In May of 2008,
okay, seriously? There better be some chicks, cause you know I don't want to say you know slamming Alex, you know. It's like, all right.
Coach Jones, obviously jealous over Ron Paul being able to go on TV, ask for money, and 15 seconds later get gold bullion thrown at him, announced that he wanted to hold a money bomb starting at 6 p.m. on Tuesday in order to buy a bigger radio station.
All right.
I guess one day a week on KLBJ out of Austin, Texas, wasn't reaching the crowds like he intended. His goal was a lofty one, get 20,000 people to donate $100 apiece. If you're any good at math, 20,000 times 100 equals $2 million. Given their past ability to donate tens of thousands of pennies towards the Truth Movement activities, like the $1,030.50 they'd scraped together for Flyer, $2 million seemed like trying to jumpstart a car to their face. Needless to say, 12 hours into it, they were staring at less than 50,000. Things looked better at the end of the first day of this one-day-only event, whereas the clock struck midnight on June 1st, they were looking at $200,000, or 20,000 times 10. Alex, despite saying $2 million was his goal, and ignoring the fact that $200,000 is 10% of $2 million, declared his money bomb a huge success. It was so successful, he extended it to the 2nd of June, where it went to a staggering $225,000.
Oi. Alright. Alright. Okay. Golly. Alright. The Alex Jones bashing is getting kind of old. Alright. So, what's this have to do with anything?
After trying again on June 6th, he had a grand total of almost $230,000.
Alright, you just proved that we're broke. Alright, fuck.
Tried going before the fall, he extended it again on the 8th, where it once again...
Can you guys hear this?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you just freaking proved that. Okay, us truthers, we're broke. And, shit. I mean, Ron Paul has more supporters, and not all Ron Paul supporters are 9/11 truthers. In fact, they want to stay separate. They really want the New York chapter of the Ron Paul meetup group wanted to stay separate from the We Are Changed, though. But the thing is, whenever they were doing, whenever the Ron Paul group wanted to do street actions, they needed us We Are Changers, the 9/11 truthers, to be out there with them because we are the soldiers as well. Because we're always out there and we'll always be out there when it comes to pursuing truth. But, no, I digress. But there is more 9/11, there is more Ron Paul supporters than there are 9/11 truthers, so, it's, yeah. No shit, and we're broke. So thanks for throwing that in our face, John Boy.
250,000 more. 6 months later, there has been no talk of another one. He must have spent it all on the reports. If he really wanted to make some cash, he would have left his name off of it and named it the Hot 9/11 Truth Chicks Money Bomb. Because if there's one thing they got going for him, those moon bats have some eye candy.
Oh, yeah, Erin. Erin from Texas. She got some man, but she is hot. She is hot. That's it? Is that it?
Hell, I would have donated to that.
That, yeah.
So one of them you actually knew, huh?
Yeah, I actually met her personally. She got some man, but yeah.
What amazes me more than watching truthers not admit when they're wrong is when they refuse to stick up for their beliefs. Jason Robo, I'm looking straight at you. On July 31st, Robo boarded...
Oh, all right. I don't know who that first chick is, but the chicken with the gun and the, you know, that's in the black panties and the red shirt, that's Erin. No, the chick sitting down, she's hot. That's Erin. She got some man, though. And she does know how to shoot a gun. Or as I like to call her, E-Rock. I gave her that nickname back in 2007. E-Rock.
E-Rock.
Unsecured coins.
Are you still having a drink?
Damn it. I gotta... Alrighty. I am... Yeah. Alright. Fine. I'm not saying there isn't any flaws. We're not perfect. I'll be the first one to say this. But crap. Oh, we're screwed. Okay. Alright, let's hold on. Actually, let me go on Weird Change Latino on the MySpace. And yes, we got I started a Spanish language group. But guess what? I'm not asking for donations on my group. I rather sell T-shirts and fund the group that way. So at least people are getting something, and I'm not just, you know, getting some handouts, because that's not how Daddy rolls. I don't like getting handouts. I'd rather people buy a T-shirt and that's it. You know, make that little commission, and I'll just reinvest that into. Okay, where's Erin? I know I put her up top. No, I didn't. Oh shit. Okay. New. Wait. Okay, online. No, why did I go with online? Okay, all friends. And we're gonna go with E. Ah, here is she. Here she is. She is hot as hell, though. This is Erin. That's Erin. She's from Austin, Texas. And she loves her guns. Been trying to get her on my site. PMAC. She's on PMAC Radio.
Well, Mr. Louie B, I'm going to go ahead and call it tonight.
All right.
And yeah. I will capture you later on.
Yeah, I'm gonna call it a night soon. As soon as I hit the two-hour mark.
Get him, Phyllis. Okay, well, I will talk to you later on today.
Oh, all right. All right, later, Kev.
Later.
All right. Schnizzle my mizzle. Now you got me looking at pictures of Erin. And she has a man too, and you know, and if she, oh goodness, oh well. And he knows he has a hot chick, and you know, you sent her a firm request. Oh shit, yeah. Look at that picture though. Oh fuck! Wait. Wait, they just sent you the same. All right, here it is. Look at that picture. And she's 31. You know, it's like, damn. Oh, you gotta log in to see additional photos of this user. Okay. Crash Radio. I am going to see more pictures of Erin. Gonna, she, you know, really gotta do something with that and just, And she knows what the fuck she's doing. She really does. She knows what she's doing. Oh, crap. Let me guess. I just got a mail from new messages. Let me guess. I got another cam girl request. Fucking cam girls. I fucking hate cam girls. It's like, oh, okay, you know. Really makes you feel like shit because you're thinking hot chick, hot chick, hot chick. Oh, you're fake. Oh, I'm a loser. Yep. Hot Chinese chick, too. Oh, that sucks. That's cold. Spam. Spamming me, you son of a bitch. You bastard. Just you bastard, guy. You bastard. Yes. Oh, damn. I'm not friends with Vindu. Or adding Vindu to the Quartz Out Radio Show. Hey. Already 5 more minutes. Yeah, I know. Damn. Yes. I understand, my friend. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyways, let me play this, So I guess I know the answer to this, John.
Do you like a porno?
Yes, you do. So, anyways, with that being said, I'm gonna play this last. Yep, you. Yes.
She is number 4 prostitute in all of Kazakhstan. Nice.
Well, okay, well, you know, so am I. I kind of like the amateur lesbian one, like AbbyWinters.com. AbbyWinters.com is a hot lesbian porn site. Because they're amateur, and they don't look all plasticky, and it looks real to me, and it gets the blood going. So, with that being said, I'm going to end the show with the Pimp's Prayer.
Let us pray the pimp's prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a whole place. Amen.